and DeMello.
Coast FM.
All four of WA's potential coronavirus infections have been given the all clear.
Yes, that's good news. And that's they've created the virus in a lab.
In an Australian lab.
Yeah.
I know. So
look
hopefully
at us go.
That's on the way to then creating an antidote or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's a start. And in a completely unrelated and different territory, the Stonehenge replica in Esperance.
Yes.
Yeah, it's up for sale.
Terribly overpriced, can I just say.
You don't want to... Oh.
to see it.
Right, I thought you were contemplating buying it.
Oh, no.
It's on the market.
Whoa, hey.
2.1.
For how big? Just the stones, the land? What's
the couple that put it together are off to retire.
Okay.
137 stones of granite weighing up to 50 tonnes. It aligns with the summer and winter solstices so that the sun's rays align with the stones and shine through onto the altar stones at certain times of the year.
Okay, that's cool.
I don't know if the rest of the... I'm guessing it comes with the farm. I'm guessing
You'd hope so.
You can't just have this block of
here
stones
you go,
in the middle of it.
That bit's yours.
Otherwise, it's a very expensive calendar.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
A reminder that when school returns, if it hasn't already, the mobile phone bans will be in place.
Ah, good.
Pupils from kindergarten to year six will not be permitted to have mobile phones in
kindergarten
their possession at all. Some of them do. Students from years 7 to 12 must have them turned off and out of sight. Smartwatches must be set to airplane mode, though there is potential for exemptions for things like medical conditions.
Yeah.
Beats Under the Bridge is happening today from 3 till 6.
Nice.
It's aimed at 14 to 17-year-olds. That's at the Mandra Bridge Car Park. And there'll be a DJ and giveaways and food. And it's free.
Woohoo.
Also,
I think we're going to be down there as well. We are too. Correct. We're going to be down there with some freebies as well. So come and say hi.
Going woot woot. That's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. That's what all the kids are doing.
No, no, our coast crew.
Right.
That's
okay,
the noise.
I thought you were trying to be one of the kids.
Oh, no. I'm definitely one of the dads. What?
Oh, dear.
January 29, by the way, is also Puzzle Day.
Puzzle Day. I haven't done a puzzle in years.
So perhaps today's the day to exercise the brain with a jigsaw or a crossword or a Sudoku. Maybe just have a crack at untackling your Christmas decorations. Possibly.
If they are still up, you need to sort out your
priorities. No, I mean, if they're all tangled up and kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, leave them till next year. Shove them in the cupboard as hard as you can and get them out next year.
Today's the day. There's something useful with the day.
No.
It's from, a few universities across the UK say they've managed to mimic the voice of a 3,000-year-old Egyptian mummy by recreating much of its vocal tract using, like, medical scanners, 3D printing, and then kind of like an app called an electronic larynx.
What?
Yeah. According to the academics, the priest's expressed wish was that his voice would carry on into the afterlife. Apparently it's actually written on his coffin, so they've kind of, you know, done what he wanted.
Yeah.
They can't reproduce words or phrases at this point, but that's what they'd eventually like the technology to get to. But this is the noise that he can make. You ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready. Excuse you.
I don't think he sounds happy, just
there
quietly.
You go. No, he sounds like a mummy.
he sounds mad they've woken him up. Just
I know,
quietly.
He's like, let me go.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast
Feed. And with today's episode of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, it's Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Justin Bieber has announced that his brand new album will be called Changes and is out on February 14, aka Valentine's Day.
Oh,
how nice is that?
A
nice little Valentine's present. Biebs has also dropped the second track off the album. It's a collaboration with Kalani and it's called Get Me.
Look at me on the surface. Can tell by the questions you're asking. You got me low-key nervous. It feels like we're wrong. Same wave, yeah. I never intended to relate. I mean, what are the chances? Never thought I'd connect with you. Not in these circumstances. Oh, you don't compare, don't fit in with them. Do you get me? Judging by the way you open up, you get me.
There you go.
So, brand new Biebs out now, and the album, as I said, February 14. Get your hands on it. Meanwhile, Selena Gomez has accused Bieber of emotional abuse during a recent radio interview.
I'm not being disrespectful. I do feel I was a victim to certain abuse.
And you mean emotional abuse?
Yes. I had something beautiful, and I would never deny that it wasn't that. It was very difficult, and I'm happy it's over.
Okay. Mm,
there you go. Spicy. And Keith Urban has revealed on the Grammys red carpet that he's got some new tunes on the way this year.
New music.
Yes. Yeah. I got a bunch of it coming out this year.
What are you most excited for people to hear?
All of it. The diversity of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What makes it diverse? Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I can't really categorize it, so I love people being able to decide what it is.
Okay.
He's very mysterious,
isn't he?
Old Keithy.
Do you reckon he's actually made it yet? Is that
probably
why?
Not. Yeah. He's like, get excited, I'm going to make something. Post Malone has also said that he's got new music coming in 2020 with a new record on the way. This is what he said to Rolling Stone magazine. I need a little break because I've been partying a little hard, so it feels good to get back home and play Call of Duty. So once he's finished playing Call of Duty, some new music on the way.
You've got to relax.
You've got to have your priorities in order as well.
By blowing some dudes away.
Sorry, what?
Isn't that what it's all about? It's a war game, isn't it?
Yes.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.